This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 234 for Friday, January 19th. I'm Glenn Halleck. ICE canola futures are lower on Friday after giving up their earlier gains. At the final settlement, the March canola contract loses $3.50 at $628.30 per ton, while the May contract gives up $3.70 at $634.90 per ton. Pressure on canola is coming from declines in the Chicago soy complex and European rapeseed. Those losses are being tempered by upticks in Malaysian palm oil. Despite the wide range of turmoil throughout much of the Middle East, global crude oil prices turn modestly lower. That puts more pressure on vegetable oils. Frigid temperatures have not impeded producer deliveries of canola as expected. The Canadian Grain Commission reports for the week ending January 14th, canola deliveries bump up to 247,000 tons. As well, domestic usage rises to more than 200,000 tons, but exports tumble back to only 34,500 tons. The Canadian dollar is higher on Friday afternoon, with the loonie at 74.38 U.S. cents, compared to Thursday's close of 74.05. The United States Department of Agriculture announces a private sale for 297,000 tons of old crop soybeans to China. The USDA issues its export sales report, and for the week ending January 11th, soybean sales include 781,000 tons of old crop and 1,700 tons of new crop. Soy meal tallies 349,000 tons of old crop, and soy oil is only 100 tons. All sales are within market guesses. Export sales of U.S. corn come to 1.25 million tons of old crop, exceeding trade projections. New crop sales are 20,000 tons and within the range of guesses. Wheat export sales are nearly 708,000 tons of old crop, well surpassing market expectations. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures turn around to close slightly lower on Friday. The March contract dips a quarter cent at $12.13 per bushel. March soy oil loses nearly three quarters of a cent at 46.9 cents per pound. March soy meal is down $4.80 at $356.50 per short ton. Corn is slightly higher as its March contract tacks on 1.5 cents at $4.45.5 per bushel. Oats are stronger, with its March contract jumping 13 cents at $3.80. The U.S. wheat complex is higher, as Chicago March adds 8 cents at $5.93. Kansas City March gains 3 cents at $6.08. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis March rises 8 cents at $6.96. That's a look at the ICE futures and Chicago markets for Friday, January 19th. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.